Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Parsha, Parshas Kisiso, asks Hashem, Hareini no es trochecho. He wants to understand the Darkei Hashem on the deepest level. So the Ralbag makes a very strange concept, a very strange comment. He says, there's a toelis here b'midois. For who? Lohidia. She'ein roi she'yisrashel ho'odom mikinyan hamuskolois. A person should not be negligent in acquiring seichel, wisdom, b'pnei she'kvar kono mehem chelek godol. Because he has a lot, he already has a lot of wisdom. I have already a lot of wisdom, a chelek godol. So therefore I might neglect acquiring any more. Avol royal shelo yikatze b'zeh. He should not fall short on this. He should not, stop at a limited amount, even though he has a lot. Or v'yosim kol ishtadlusu lohosif b'yediyah tomim. And he should put all of his efforts in constantly getting more and more knowledge, understanding. Ki zeh pri kol ha'odom. This is the fruit, this is the outgrowth, this is what a person is all about. This is what he produces in this world, is his knowledge. That's his fruitfulness. This is the fruit that he gives forth, the knowledge that he has. That's what life is all about. Haskel v'yodeo, you see, the Novi says, Talis al chochom b'chochmosoi, gibo b'gvurosoi, oshi b'oshroi, only but one thing, haskel v'yodeo, you see, the knowledge of Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, he said, Hareini Hashem drochecho. But then he says, he's going to prove this. So first of all, this in itself is very strange. It doesn't make any sense. I'm going to be mekatzer in getting knowledge, and I'm going to neglect having knowledge because I have a lot of knowledge. If I have a lot of knowledge, if anything, I appreciate what knowledge is. I would like more and more. And one would think that that should be. But bechlal, I know 70% of what there is to know. But just like I acquired that 70%, now I want to acquire more and the rest of it. Because I have 70%, on the 30% I have zero. So I should certainly want to have more. So he says, no, this is a midah you have to learn, not to be mekatzer in your knowledge, not to be mistopic with the fact that I have a chelek godel, and it should go on. So a very strange kind of a thing. Haloi tireh. And he proves it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu im oitzem chelkoi bahasogois ho iyunuyois. Moshe Rabbeinu had such tremendous hasogas in Hashem. Hoya mishtoikek tomid lahoisif bohem. He was craving always to add more and more. Ad shekvar hevi uhu ze levakesh mashe nimna hasogosoi. To the extent that it brought him to ask for things that are beyond his capability. This is not to know the Darkei Hashem. Hashem answers him. He says, nobody can understand me fully. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu's tshuka brought him to. All of this, that he came to the point of even levakish mashenimna, that his human capacity wasn't capable of those hasogas, that what brought him to that desire? For that strength of that craving and passion that he had to be masig everything, to know beyond. So the issue seems strange, and the balance seems stranger, because he proves from Moshe Rabbeinu, it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu's craving and his tshuka and his and that he a tshuka to the extent that he went that even what, that which was min hanimna that Moshe Rabbeinu is craving and striving and struggling to achieve, and that's all comes because he has such a tshuka. The issue is simple: a person learned, a person knows a lot. There's a lot that he doesn't know, or there's much that he doesn't know. He should not stop, and he should continue learning. So you want to tell me Moshe Rabbeinu continue learning? Fine. But he goes into this whole speech about we see this from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was craving beyond even his capability. It doesn't seem to match up. Now, I'm not sure how it matches up. But it would seem that to match them up, we have to understand that this issue of knowing a lot and not being able to go beyond is a real issue. It's a lesson in midos that there must be a certain tendency in a person. I'm very learned. Maybe I'm more learned than most of the other people around. I know so much. And even though rationally, the percent of the 30% that you don't know, or whatever that number is, you don't know. It's the same don't know that I didn't know on the part that I finally do know. So it should, the same thing, but there's a certain thing that's like, all right, I got there. I'm a chochem. I'm a big chochem. I'm a tremendous chochem. So like, there's a natural sense, a midah raw, to be makatzer. You know, enough is enough. It's hard to know chokhmah. I have to work hard to get chokhmah. After it's amelus, it's time, it's effort. And there's a point where a person would feel that he had enough. And that must be, otherwise, what's the whole lesson about? So what do we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu? I think, and I admit I hesitate, but I think what we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu is, to this problem, there's only one etzah, and that's passion. The logic of the fact that, what are you talking about? There's so much that you still don't know. Just like you wanted to know what you know, the zero knowledge that you have about what you don't know should motivate you to want to know it. I gave up. I can't. I have enough. There's some psychological. There's only one answer to that. And that answer is not, no, you should know more. That answer is the image of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew everything. Moshe Rabbeinu reached that, the Mem Tesare Chochma. And Moshe Rabbeinu had such a tshuka for knowledge of Hashem that his craving was to go beyond where he could even tread. He didn't have the capacity. He wasn't going to be satisfied until he understood beyond the capacity that he had to understand. That tshuka, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was all about. And that's the answer. In other words, it seems that the only way that a person has the capability of continuing beyond this blockage of, I'm such a big chochem that already, I'm misrashel. At a certain point, I neglect chochma. I got enough. I'm smart enough. I'm smarter than everybody else. Adkan. The only way beyond that is that he has to have this image. He sees that there's such a thing as passion. There's a passion to know. This passion to know is endless. We've quoted it here before, the Sefer HaChinuch, when it comes to the mitzvah of Pora Aduma, he says that he can't, he was psychologically, he was paralyzed. He couldn't give a tam for Pora Aduma because Chazal say, L'cho ani megala, it's only revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu and not to anyone else. And Shlomo HaMelech couldn't figure it out. Choshavti ech kemo v'rochoyko mimeni. Shlomo HaMelech couldn't even say, he says, I can't. And all of a sudden, he starts to write a tam. And he says at the end, the cheshek lehovin ben historois, that passion for truth and the cheshek lehovin ben historois to understand all the secrets, that moved my pen to write this. In other words, I felt forced. I had no choice. I couldn't control myself. But rather than to delve into something that Hashem said he's only revealing to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Shlomo HaMelech himself couldn't understand it, but I couldn't stop myself. That tshuka, it seems that that's what's necessary for a person in order to take himself to a level of chokhmah. Besides, you know, hey, I'm a pretty smart guy. I know I was born pretty smart, and I know a lot. And compared to everybody else, I'm a oyba chochem, you know. I got so much, you know. And it's a very natural thing for a person to neglect. But the answer to that neglect is not just do more, do more, do more. I can't. I've done so much that there's a resistance. The answer beyond that resistance is take a look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at this. There's such a thing, there's a tshuka for chokhmah, that no matter how much he knows, that he wants more, he's not going to be satisfied until he knows beyond his capacity to know. Ah, that's already, that can help me to develop this midah of not to settle. I think that, there's another Ralbag here, which is found very interesting. He says, at the end, it says Kikorvi the Meso Hine Kikoran or Ponov. So the Rabbi says Lohidia Oitzemalas Moshe Benavua. What was the Mala Moshe Rabbeinu? Ashlohoye Koshe Etzel Hagolas V'Yisboid V'Sanavui. It was not difficult for him, this separating himself in order to be ready to be Mekabel a Nevuah. Aval Hoyo Ha'inyan Behepech. To separate himself from that matziv of ruchnius, of connection to Hashem, that he wouldn't be ready to receive a nevuah, that was difficult for him. That he only would have to put in great effort to live a human life, not to be spiritually elevated to the extent that he's ready to accept a nevuah. He says, to order to get this readiness of his spiritus to be separated and to elevate himself and to be ready to be mekabel nevuah, he didn't need any effort for that. That was his special yichus from the other nevim. Ad shenitno zois hatero elikis al yodoi. That's why the Torah was given the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and not other Nevi'im. He had this sense of, this craving, this tshuka, this to be close to Hashem, to be in the closest, most intimate proximity with Hashem, was such a craving for him that it took no effort to be ready for Nevuah. It took an effort to take himself out of that matzav and come down to earth to live the normal human life. So that type of a tshuka, and it seems that tshuka of Moshe Rabbeinu, and to whatever extent that we can muster, that's really the answer. So if we're looking for motivation to continue learning, to learn more, to grow in learning, to not be mistopic but muat, not to be lazy or disrashil or negligent or something like that, then the rational thinking seems is not enough. That we have to go beyond that. We have to fire passion. We need passion. It's like when there's passion, the world is a different place, because there's an emotional motivation which takes me beyond all rational thinking. It took Moshe Rabbeinu beyond the rational realization that I can't achieve this. I'm going after hasogos that I'm in anim shenimna mehasogosoi. It's beyond me, but the passion there, and it seems that passion is critical in order to fire things up. Where does passion come from? Well, some people are born more passionate than others, that's true. But passion can be developed. And part of what Limud HaMusar is to develop that the hispailus, is a passion, is to take the concepts and think about them. Think about the Chesed Hashem. Think about the extent of Chesed Hashem does to us. That can't help but to ignite some small level of passion, of love for Hashem, of appreciation, of look what He does. To think that every single moment of our existence, the endless chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poyel in order that we continue to function, in order that we continue to exist. As somebody who knows anything about the mechanisms of the human body, ask anybody who knows about the functions of the world, the laws of nature, so to speak. And not shaykh. Is machadish betuvay b'chol yom tomid maase bereishis ki la'olam chastoy. The infinite chesed Hashem. And the more we, if we take it in Musa, we take the concepts and attempt to picture them, attempt to feel them, attempt to put them to music, which helps. To put them to the music penetrates the heart. It goes beyond it. It goes beyond the seichel to the subconscious. There are means, and through Musa, that a person can fire up passion. And it seems that unless we can muster a certain measure of passion, we're going to be locked in this prison of I know enough, I know so much, and I just can't avoid the negligence to bring myself to more. So I think it should be a motivation to strengthen the Musa Seder. I think that in order to strengthen the Musa Seder, that there has to be much more focus. It's not just about reading. There's a lot of intellectual benefits in the reading of the Musa Sfarim, but the Musa Sfarim were also meant to be emotionalized and internalized, and bridging the gap that the Bali Musa talk about, the greatest gap, the greatest distance in the world from the intellectual, from the mind, to the heart, where a person can feel it, and that's where the passion becomes excited.